Orbán's crackdown on Central European University and its political reverberations. The Central European University in Budapest, founded by George Soros after the fall of communism, once symbolized a liberal and outward-looking Hungary. Its award-winning campus now stands largely empty after Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government forced 90% of its teaching operations to relocate to Vienna in 2019. The move followed legislation imposing nearly impossible requirements, part of a broader campaign against foreign-funded institutions and civil society groups, which Orbán accused of meddling in Hungarian life. His attacks often centered on Soros personally, using language critics say employs anti-Semitic tropes, even as he insists Hungary is safe for Jews and points to his alliance with Israel's leadership. Vice President J.D. Vance, visiting Budapest ahead of a pivotal Hungarian election, praised Orbán's approach as a model for U.S. conservatives seeking to challenge what he calls liberal domination in American universities. He has argued that institutions should face a choice between survival and adopting less biased teaching. Orbán's governance, increasingly described as an electoral autocracy by the European Parliament, has curtailed judicial media independence and driven out other Soros-backed organizations such as the Open Society Foundations. The university's former rector called the relocation a dark day for academic freedom, and human rights groups now occupy parts of the vacated campus. Critics warn that Orbán's policies have fueled a brain drain, with record numbers of students studying abroad and tens of thousands of Hungarians emigrating each year. Experts fear irreversible damage to the country's scientific and intellectual community. Sunday's Hungarian election could alter this trajectory. Opposition leader Peter Magyar has promised to restore institutional independence, though his plans lack detail. Meanwhile, Orbán remains a celebrated figure for segments of the global right, and a model for some in the US, prompting warnings from figures like former President Barack Obama that such governance risks normalizing autocratic behavior in democratic societies.